Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Now, you guys are driving, and an hour passes, another hour, and you're starting to get to a place where it's a little bit overcast. The weather is getting a bit grayer, and you guys are all along the stretching road, and it is blocked by construction, and you can no longer go forward, Kath. You see this crew with a large truck and blinking yellow warning lights. That seems to be laying new tarmac. That's what it looks like. But as you draw closer, you see that no work is being done as your car comes to a slow crawl and then it stops. You see that all of those workers, the crew, all have neurocaster helmets on and are all lost in some type of neuronic daydream. You see one is standing in the middle of the road, another is just sitting on the ground, and the third is lying flat on his back. All, again, have those neurocaster helmets on and all are seemingly unresponsive. What do you do?
Ryan's eyes will water a little bit at seeing all these people in neurocasters. Kind of just wipes at the corner of his eyes a bit. Shakes his head.
Ryan, stay here. And she'll sort of unbuckle her seatbelt. And then give a nod to Imani and Luke. Before getting out the car. And then she sort of bends down to look in the look back at Ryan through the window. And makes a motion to him to stay seated and just sort of stay where he is. And then she motions as well for him to lock the door before she turns around to the other two.
Ryan will reach over and kind of depress the locking mechanism, like sticking out of the door, so his side's just locked.
If Kat is going out, I'm going out.
Kath kind of assumed, like, she kind of knew that when she made the move, like, Luke would also make the move. Like, they don't really have to, like, speak about these things. They just kind of, they're very in sync with it. But I imagine Imani's kind of in the lead, so she has to do a bit of a faster walk, a light jog sort of thing to sort of catch up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. She jumps out the car, like, before you even, like, turn it off or anything. It's just like, okay, we're getting ready to move these guys.
So you guys get closer, and Ryan got out of the car as well. Right.
Oh, he just locked the car, but he's a little hesitant to leave.
Ah, okay. Ryan, you would notice that kind of euphoric state that they're in, personally and intimately. You'd recognize that those soft twitches of the hands, and if you got closer, anybody's walking closer, you can also see like the veins kind of constricting around the neck area a little bit more. But other than that, they seem to be solely focused on whatever is going on inside of the neuroscape. And the large truck is, like, blocking the road.
Does anybody got a weapon on them?
just this, buddies. And you notice I showed my guns and they are not big at all.
She kind of turns to you, gives you a deadpan look, and goes, I was more talking about a baseball bat or a knife or anything that we could do physical damage.
Well, I mean, hold up, hold on now, hold on now. And she'll kind of put out, like, you know, hand and motion, like, waves it slightly to get you both to slow down. All we need to do is hop in the truck and reverse it out of the way. And then we can keep moving. But she has to kind of admit that she was surprised. When she saw Imani jump out the car, she thought it was to help them. So Imani sort of being like, oh, weapons and things like that. It kind of threw her for a second, so she knows that she needs to be the one who, like, keeps it level.
So, are you saying we're going to be backtracking, or we're trying to get through this construction?
No, we're trying to get through. Cat over here will drive the truck. I'll be a spotter. And I'm assuming we need another spotter at the back if we need to clear the road.
But I mean, if you this think guy in the middle, like, we move him out of the way and we can just go on through.
Okay, I have the legs.
I mean, that's if you think you can't help him. She sort of like, you know, sort of says over the sound of, like, the his clothes, like, being rustled and that sort of thing as he's being moved. But yeah, if Imani doesn't go to pick up his torso, arms, she'll go over and begin picking him up. I don't know if you want to have a look over of these guys, if there's anything. Being a doctor,
I mean, with the state that they're in, they're basically long gone anyway. Like, the best thing we could do is, like, loot off of them and then keep going. She is not interested in helping these people because she's wasting time. And so then she goes to lift up the dude in the middle, like, by his arms.
Okay, if you're doing that, are you doing that by yourself?
No,
I got
the
legs.
Right?
Yeah, I got the legs.
Okay. Okay, so the guy in the middle, someone's got the... Luke's got the legs. Imani has the arms. I need Imani and Luke to roll a strength check for me. First roll of the game.
I got one success.
Okay, perfect.
With just two dice.
Ah! Imani, let the people know what you got.
I got a 1, a 4, and a 3.
So that's no successes. So, on your end, you pick up the legs easily, Luke. Imani is struggling. And unless you want to push, the body, her side, is going to fall, and the Neurocaster on his head is going to forcibly, like, snap off as his head hits the ground. I'm just letting you know that's what's going to happen.
I'm assuming I can't help in this situation.
Not on her end. Well, you could try to... Well, I'll let you make some type of, like, agility roll to be quick enough as the body falls to grab it. At least to protect his head.
Okay. Is that before... Because Imani chooses to push, or...
Yeah, let's... After? So, would you like to push?
Yeah, I would like to push.
Okay, so what you're gonna do is you're just gonna hit the 3 and the 4. You can push those two. And see if you can get a success. Okay.
And then I click again.
And so what did you get on those rerolls?
A 4 and a 2.
So no success. So the body is still going to fall. So now, Luke, you have the chance to roll agility.
Oh!
The dice gods don't like me. I'm sorry.
What'd you get?
You were so nice to me last time.
What'd you get, Luke?
I have one failure. One failure in trying to save. I don't think there's anything I can do. I don't think it's worth pushing this one, so I'll let it fail.
You're pulling, like I said, you're pulling his body. You see her jump. We see Luke try to dodge in and grab the head fast enough. The Neurocaster, like, is forcibly, like, splits from his head. And you see him jump up, like in shock, his eyes wide open as he looks at both of you. And you see the rage in his face as he grabs the Neurocaster and he is going. He swings at whoever he sees first. So he jumps up, he sees Luke, and he's using his Neurocaster as a type of club. And Luke, he's coming to kind of smack you with it.
I'll try to dodge that.
Okay, so that is a kind of, you're trying to fight back. And so it's going to be a contested roll. So you're going to make an agility roll. And then I'm going to roll for him. Oh!
Double success!
Oh! Okay, so let me roll for him and just humor me. Let me see if he rolls any successes. So I'll go ahead and tell the people what you rolled, Luke.
I have 2 successes. And everything else doesn't matter.
Okay, so I got...
Take that!
I got 1 success. So you are able to dodge it. But you see him, this man, he's like in this crazed state. If we cut back to the car, Ryan, you notice this exactly. You have seen this before. One time in the past, you tried to take off the Neurocaster of your dad, and he was extremely angry and violent, and he hit you. He apologized after, but you still remember. Yeah.
Ryan will run up the side of his head a bit because it's kind of that phantom pain from it. He kind of just looks like tearfully at what's happening.
We cut back outside. Luke, you see the man still has that crazed look in his eye.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Neurocasters as a character, so I said, whoa, 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 like, because he swings above my head because I duck down, and I take a step back, whoa, 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 whoa.
He's like, chill. And he goes, and you guys see this, like, Imani, I don't know if Kathy's already in the car.
I was going to say she was on her way to the truck, hears this commotion, and immediately just starts walking back with her gun pointed at this guy.
Yeah, he's not paying attention to you at all.
I think so.
Yeah, Luke is kind of that first person he saw as he was snapped out of the neuroscape.
Do I see Kat with a gun?
Yeah, you do.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Guys, chill out.
This guy, one track mind, it does not seem like he's in his right mind right now. And he's going to continue to try. He's still using, like, the Neurocaster as a bat. Like, swung once, miss, and then he's going to swing again. And because you chose to fight back, you do lose your turn, because that was kind of like your reaction. Okay. So he's going to swing again. So I'm gonna roll one more time. Now he has one success, so that still counts for him. So you take 1 point of damage as he swings again right after you dodged it, and you get hit in the shoulder, and it almost feels like it's like slightly dislocated as the heavy material of the Neurocaster swings into your shoulder. Now it's up to you guys what you want to do. Whoever's out here.
Can I shoot his Neurocaster?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, so just, you know, like, complete, calm. There's, like, devoid of any sort of, like, kind of emotion. As if she's practiced this before. This sort of staring down type thing. And, like, arms outstretched, you can sort of see her muscles. Just shoots straight for the Neurocaster. Like, there's no sort of thought in it.
Okay, so that will be strength you're rolling with.
Yes.
So go ahead and let's go. See what happens. Let's tell the people what you got.
That was 1 fail.
What would you like to do?
I'm gonna push the other 2.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell us what you got.
That was another fail.
And because you failed on a push, you're going to lose 1 hope. As you feel just defeated as you're trying to aim and shoot at it, but you're not this like gunsmith, you know what I mean, out in the Wild West who's been practicing for years. He's swinging this neurocaster around. You can't get a shot off. You get a shot off, but you just can't land it because it's just going everywhere. Imani?
Okay, Imani is like sort of freaked out. She knows this is her original idea, but now she's kind of like freaked out because she doesn't have any sort of weapon. Is this dude like trying to run at Luke or Kath right now?
It seems like he's focused solely on Luke, so he's already got him in the arm, and you see him like ready, like lifting up again to land another swing.
She's not strong enough to tackle him. No. Crap, I don't know what to do with this situation because I don't have a weapon right now. You know what? Just gonna throw all caution to the wind. We're gonna tackle him. We're just gonna try to tackle him.
Okay, you're gonna run, and you know what this is gonna be. This is gonna be a strength check as you're trying to tackle him to the ground. And you see this wild man, so go ahead.
Wild man, tackle the wild man. Ooh. Okay, that's one fail. I'm gonna push the other two, though.
Okay.
See what happens. Oh my god.
Oh!
What? How does...
Tell the people.
I got 3 fails. That's insane.
Because you got 2 failures on the pushed roll, you lose 2 hope.
Oh my god. Yeah, that sounds about right.
You just feel worse. Like, what has the world come to? Who am I if I can't protect the people I'm traveling with? Like, you tried your best and feel really, really bad than when you first started. You were hopeful about traveling to San Francisco, and this thing has gotten in the way. You try to tackle him. He unknowingly dodges out of the way. As he, like, you go to tackle him, he rushes forward to attack Luke. At that point, Luke, you can react.
Okay. Would I recognize that he can't be reasoned with right now?
Yeah.
Okay, can I sidestep and trip him?
Oh, yes, you can. That will be agility.
Okay. Double success! Yeah!
Okay, you got 2 successes. 1 success was to trip him. So that now he's on the ground. You could do another. You can, like, when you get multiple successes, you can do more damage. You could show off. You could do it quickly. You could do it quietly. There's multiple things. So what would you like to do with that second one?
Okay, because Luke is a coward, he will take that additional action to run away.
Oh my god!
And it's like I trip him and I just stepping back. Calm down, man. Calm down, man. I don't know. I don't want no trouble.
So you see the man now on the ground. You see some scrapes on his hands now. You see him start to slowly get up. Kath,
is he looking at me?
If you're, I would say yes, because now you're like off to a side. Luke has run away. He's looking at the next person he can get.
Now that he's looking at me, does he register the fact that I'm holding a gun out at him at all?
It doesn't look like it. His eyes seem to be like glazed over, and he's just attacking any person in sight.
Okay, seeing the Luke is like, you know, out of harm's way for now. If I can, I'd like to grab Imani and then run for the truck. And then lock ourselves in the truck.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. So you're trying to grab Imani. So let's just make this a strength roll as you're picking her up and, you know, trying to execute this plan.
1 success.
Hey, there you go. Imani, you see her come towards you. How does that look? What does that look like as you're going to, like, grab her?
So, obviously, she's noticed that this guy's eyes are on her, but Imani's on the floor, so that's the next obvious target, and that's not happening whilst Kath is around. So she ducks low, reaches out her hand, and then as soon as Imani grabs it, like, it's a yank sort of thing. So Imani has no choice but to, like, follow the momentum.
Okay!
And sort of... and, like, get up onto her feet. With me, Imani! And then she's just gonna book it towards the, truck.
The construction truck?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You guys are leaving me behind?
you ran away! I thought you got in the car!
Yeah, I imagine Luke was going back to the car with Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so, you are now in the construction truck. You see the man, he has... followed you, he ran after you, and you could feel the banging on the passenger side door. Ah! Ah! And then the pounding on the door. What do? You do see the keys are inside of the car, inside the ignition.
Obviously, it's a massive truck, so I can't just, like, do a pull-out sort of reverse type thing and forward again. If it hasn't been done already, I imagine they're sort of like pulling the handles closed. She'll push down the lock.
Yeah.
On that side. Look for a weapon. Look for anything. Anything at all, Imani. Anything. And she'll dip down and start, you know, sort of like looking through. I imagine it's quite a big cab.
Yeah.
So she turns around and starts looking like behind the seats to see if there's any form of weapon and leaves like the glove box, the footstools and that sort of thing for Imani to check.
You just see, like, their construction crew helmets, and then it looks like their lunch boxes are back there as well.
Are they metal?
Or... Yes, they are metal lunch boxes, yeah.
Like,
how many are there?
How many, how big?
One for each of the men, so there are three. And they're about the size, like, 6 to 10 inches.
Okay, I'm gonna grab a lunchbox. Two lunch boxes, hand one to Imani, and then sort of like move her out the way with my arm, and then undo the window a little bit. So I imagine we're above him.
Yeah, you are.
Obviously, he's down. Yeah. Undo the window a little bit, and then just start trying to like smack him on the head, like trying to cave in his head with the with the metal lunchbox.
Okay, so that is going to be, so you're gonna roll strength, but because you have that, you can roll an extra dice. So whatever your strength is, plus one. Extra d6. Tell the people what you got.
Hang on, before I reveal, I'm just grabbing another dice. Was that another one? Was that two fails?
You said it. You said it.
Oh no. Oh. This is not ending up how we want it to be.
That's two failures. As you're going to kind of like smash it on his head, he grabs it from you and pulls it from your hands. And then he kind of just like slams it on the ground on the side.
I'm going to reach out for Imani to grab me another one.
No questions asked. She's like passing them like conveyor belt.
Okay. Are you trying again?
I don't think he can because his hands are up there, right? Like he'll just grab it. Like she's lost the advantage of him not seeing it coming.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm gonna take his turn. What he's gonna do? So after you do that, he throws it to the side. He jumps up and climbs up to the car, and the window, because you rolled it down. The window is rolled down.
It's not all the way, like a little bit, but yeah, it is.
Enough for even your arms to get through, he can get his arms through as well.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's open, and he reaches in, and he's trying to grab Imani as she's in the passenger seat.
Do I see this?
Oh.
Yeah, you guys see it in the car.
Okay.
But you guys... to grab me.
Yeah, you guys are about, like, 6 to 8 feet away, though.
I'm in the car with Ryan, right?
You are.
Okay. Is Ryan still shotgun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seeing this and seeing that Kat is in the truck, I will immediately floor the gas pedal and ram the dude.
Okay, so the dude, he's going to take his action first, as he is trying to reach, like, he's putting his, like, his big man hand around Imani's neck. So Imani is up to you if you want to fight back, but you will lose your next action on the next round.
Yeah, I'd like to fight back. I do not want to be choked out.
Okay, so I'm going to roll for him. It's going to be a contested roll. You're going to roll agility to try to dodge it. Okay?
Okay. Oh, okay. I got one success.
Okay, so if he gets one more success, it's a success for him. Like, okay. His goal is reached. So I'm going to roll for him.
Okay.
Let's see. And with no successes on his end, you're able to dodge out of the way quickly. And Luke comes in the car, ready to ram. Now, this one is going to be an agility roll. Let me explain first. You're trying to hit him and not destroy this car at the same time. He is attached to this construction vehicle that still needs to get out of the way. Like, it's still in the way. Like, you can't, like, go around him. So, yeah, it's going to be an agility roll for you.
Just a quick description of what's happening. When I was running away, I was like, chill out. And I immediately rushed to the car.
Yeah.
And I tried to open the door. And, of course, Ryan locked it. I said, Ryan, open the fucking door.
Ryan, like, not thinking about the button, kind of reaches over and is kind of just trying to,
Immediately rush in the driver's seat. And I saw, because Kat and Imani jump into the truck. And I also saw the guy chasing after them. And I said, okay, keys in. And then I saw the lunchbox getting taken away. I'm flooring this.
Okay.
Ryan will, like, grab the side of the door and just be like, oh, shit.
Woo! One success.
You can also add 2 dice for the maneuverability attribute of the car, which is 2d6. So you can roll 2d6.
Nope. One success.
Okay, so you got one success. You're able to... You kind of, like, skid the car off to the side. So you're able to just clip his body. And her car is still fine. And you see his body, like, fly to the ground. His head hits the cement. And he lays motionless.
I asked Ryan to roll down the window. Roll down the window!
Yeah.
You guys okay?
I'll sort of, like, reach over Imani to undo our window. Is he dead?
Look, we don't.
I hope so.
We have no time to check, and I start backing the car. We need to move now.
And then, as Luke starts backing up that car, I'm gonna fumble, for the keys and stuff to start reversing the truck out of the way of the road.
Okay, so in order to move this truck, it is going to be an agility roll as well. What'd you get?
One success.
Hey! You are able to successfully drive the car off. You start it up. Instinctively kind of just figure out what all the knobs mean and the large levers. And it starts up, loud rumble, and you move it off to the side, and the road is clear for you.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
And then before Kath even talks to anyone, before she even checks if Imani is sort of okay, she tucks her gun away, but you know, sort of makes it, sort of hot foots it back to her car and immediately just, like, starts searching for either a blanket or something or, like, some kind of napkin to wrap up her gun in. And she just, like, shoves it as far down into the boot as she can. Like, she doesn't want that on her. Like, she missed. She thought she trained for this, you know, like, there was a specific reason she had this gun and she's already used it and they're not even, like, a day into this journey. She doesn't want to look at it. And she just sort of forces it down, and then as the boots open, she looks through the gap. Are you two okay?
Yeah. Get in. We're driving because no time to switch drivers. Get in.
And then she'll sort of like wave Imani over as well if she hasn't.
Oh, she was immediately getting in. Like, you wave her over, she's walking past you. She's in the car.
And I, because very, like, inexperienced driver, because. Throttle the car, so I put too much gas. It's like, fuck! And then I need to reset it, and now the car starts moving properly forward.
And you guys drive off?
Yeah, we drive off, and while driving off, I'm just saying, holy shit. And I look back, where the fuck did you get that gun?
Where can I get one?
Listen, no, it's not... Being a woman on your own, you need protection, no?
Yeah, but yeah. I never thought about it until this moment. We are definitely going to need more if we run into more of those
people. We're not using weapons unless it's the last resort. I don't know what came over me. I panicked.
That wasn't last resort. We could have knocked him down.
I panicked.
What did Ryan say?
He kind of muttered it. He's like, is everyone wearing those now?
I'm in the back seat now with Imani because...
Yes, you guys did climb into the back. Driving. Yeah,
perfect. She'll sort of pull Imani's hands to her and just sort of like give her a once over. And then when she's satisfied that like there's no lasting physical damage, she gives both her arms sort of like a squeeze and like a little shake of like... And just sort of like takes a deep breath. You're okay. We're okay. Is everyone okay?
Yeah, everyone's fine. I'm fine. They're fine. It's fine. We've dealt with it. We're gone. I feel like we should have a plan moving forward if we run into more of those types of people. Because frankly, I thought they were brain dead. I did not know they would like wake up and rage at us.
I know from a friend that's not a good idea to take those off. Most of the time, people aren't happy. Like, they tend to get a little violent.
I can't say I know anybody that's that deep. But your friend said, leave them. Just leave them. Don't touch them.
Yeah, just leave them on. They stay pretty docile. Just leave them in the Neurocaster.
Okay, new rule. Don't pick them up. Drag them out of the way next time.
Yeah, smart. And yeah. I should have taken the shoulders.
Yeah, I'm not physically capable anyway. I just thought adrenaline would push me through and I was horribly wrong.
You were just trying to help, sweetie. It's okay. We're fine. Everyone's okay. We're still on the road. Do we need a few minutes to decompress now we're further away, or...?
The farther we get from them, the safer I'll feel.
At that point, you hear a beeping sound from my backpack. I said, shit, I'm low in blood sugar.
Hey, here, I gotcha. And then she, like, goes into her cooler and, takes out the insulin.
I need sugar, not insulin.
Ah, crap. What? I forget.
just give me the dextrose in my backpack.
She grabs it and gives it over.
Okay, thank you. And I just snap the candy bar. It's like a small, squarish candy bar. I snap it in half because this is high. This is just pure sugar. Mm. And I just chuck it in my mouth. And I just start chewing. We're not even outside of L.A. Well, we're technically outside of L.A.
And we'll
curiously look at Luke's bag. So what is that beeping? Like, is it just a timer?
No. It's measuring my blood sugar.
Ah.
Yeah. It's a bit... Like, you guys, because especially in the area you guys are living in, you probably would not recognize it. But this is one of the higher-end tech where... Because I have a tracker attached to me. And then it measures... Because it beeps when my sugar goes below a certain level. And then it also beeps when my sugar goes way above a certain level.
What do you do if your sugar goes up? Like, is it just fasting?
No. You need to take insulin at that point. It's basically... I look in the back rear-view mirror. Ryan's next to me. I look at Ryan. I have an organ missing, or I have an organ malfunctioning. You know, my poor pancreas.
Yeah. But in your side, yeah. Mm.
It's basically... Luke takes a deep breath. My body can't handle sugar. It can't process it. And then once I hit a low tolerance due to taking insulin, I crash. And then I need to take sugar. It's a...
But you're okay during a crash, right? Like, it's easy to come back.
I should not stay long in a crash, or because when my sugar is too low, I get lightheaded, I get disoriented, and when it's my sugar is high, I go to a coma.
Ryan will just look horrified. Takes it very literally.
It's okay. He has his medication. And she'll sort of like lean over. So she's sort of like in between the two, and reach. She's got like Luke's bag, and she puts it sort of like in between Ryan's legs. Just keep that here, just in case. And she'll sit back down again.
Yeah. Ryan will kind of, every time Luke is just kind of looking at the road, he'll kind of unzip the bag, kind of parse through it. Whenever he kind of looks over, he'll kind of just make sure to kind of make it look like it's closed.
Do I notice this?
I would say that's up to you if you feel like you're a particularly watchful type person.
I think I can hear my zipper being
opened.
Okay, phrasing. Phrasing.
Yeah, I think you can hear it.
Is it just...
Yeah, I won't comment on it. I was like, my bag is literally just clothes and my insulin stuff. My diabetic stuff. So I should be fine.
Now, as you guys are kind of like relaxing and decompressing from that chaotic moment, Catherine, you start to notice something. And I'm going to say you're the only one that notices this. You notice a familiar car has been tailing you from a distance.
We've already had a few unexpected stops. If you could just put, you know, Imani really wants to get there, and I really want Ryan to see things. So if we could just, I mean, she'll kind of turn to like look out the back window. I feel like only Imani would really be paying attention to it, because obviously it's so obvious because she's next to her. But she does shoot Imani a look, if she is watching, to be like, do not say a fucking word.
And she kind of has like a little panicked look on her face, and she doesn't turn her entire head around to look behind her, but she kind of like looks back like, and whispers, is there someone back there? Like, she doesn't point, obviously, that's me. But she's like, is there someone back there? Or...
I didn't tell many people where I was going or what I was doing. I just left a note, so... You've not met my husband, Harold, have you?
No, I've only ever seen you around. I didn't know you had a husband.
It's difficult, but he comes to the apartment block sometimes. It's good, Sam's. It's just we're very different places. And
is that why you have the gun?
It's not why I have the gun. It's not him. It's not him that it's don't worry about the gun. I just thought on a journey like this it would be good to have some protection. Just I don't want to worry Luke and Ryan. Okay, so if we could just when we stop I'll try and speak to him. It's fine, we're not in danger. I just need you to let me figure out what I'm gonna do before we raise it with the boys. Okay?
Alright, I'm trusting you on this, but the first sign of trouble, we gotta take care of him like we did that other guy.
There won't be any trouble like that. Harold's... he's not that kind of man.
Yeah, but any stressful situation can turn the nicest person into an entire monster, depending on the stressors. So I'm just saying... be on the lookout if anything. If you see anything weird, just shoot me a sign or something and we'll take care of it.
We'll take care of it. It's fine. And then she'll again sort of reach over, give like, you know, a reassuring squeeze. And she gives that sort of like warm smile. I like to call it a mum smile. Like it's that kind of familiarity, you know? But it is that kind of look that is like, you don't have to worry about anything. I have it all. Like it's a me problem to worry about. It's you know, it's not anything to be stressed about. As a way of reassurance. And then she turns and looks straight ahead at the back of Luke's seat. Specifically trying not to catch his eyes in the rearview mirror.
When Kat mentions that I should floor it, I look in my rear view mirror, what do I see? I'm not looking at Kat, I'm looking at the road.
In the rear view mirror, you do see a white Pinto vehicle. But it's quite far back. It's not too close to you. But you may or may not know of this car.
Can I use my talent, intuition?
Yeah, that's a good talent. You can. Explain the talent for us.
Okay, my talent... wait, I need to go read it. Where is it? There's my sheet. Oh, no, that's on my sheet. So, for intuition, it says, once per session, you may ask the GM to give you some kind of useful information.
I will describe the gasps on people's faces right now. Some type of useful information, and you want it to be regarding this white car following you.
Yes.
You have seen this white car around, and you know of her ex-husband. You recognize it immediately.
A deep sigh of frustration. And I just, like, underneath my breath, Kat, this trip is impossible. And I just floor it.
It's getting later. You guys have been driving for a few hours now, and you're heading in to a city called Bakersfield. Now, you're driving through. It's getting a little bit darker. It's getting later. You're kind of driving through the outskirts of Bakersfield, and your vehicle suddenly begins to overheat. You see that it begins to emit steam from the engine.
No.
Luke, you see
that... that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Luke, you see that the temperature gauge is maxed out. And...
what do you mean, hot?
You know that you need to... yeah, you know that you need to pull over soon.
before the car just plops out, you know.
I find a shoulder and park there, you know, where the truckers normally just move to the side.
Yes.
And have a night's rest. I find the nearest one.
There is a shoulder. There are no cars on the shoulder, though. It's completely empty. You are near an exit, though. And you see the big green sign, and you know, truck stop 1 mile ahead.
I don't think the car can handle that. We're getting to the shoulder now.
Ryan will look over to Luke. Can you fix it?
Oh. I fix advertisements. I don't fix cars.
Oh.
I know who could fix it.
Oh.
Just pull over. I'll speak to him.
Are you serious?
I just pull over in a shoulder. Kat, we need to talk after this. Like, I need to have a sit down. I exit the car and just walk a few distance away, completely frustrated, and because you don't hear it, but I'm like fake shouting, like like waving my hands in the air quite a leagues away, and just like moving my hands like a wild guy because of the frustration, and it just needs to get out.
Mm-hmm. Imani over here is like also got out the car, but is basically pacing in a circle, biting at her fingernails, stressed out and unable to sit still.
Ryan would just get out of the car, kind of stretch his legs, look curiously at the hood and the steam coming off that, seeing where it's coming from. Before kind of getting bored and kind of just looking at the fields.
As Kath gets out, she points specifically at Ryan. She's like, you stay here. What? Imani, if you could keep an eye on him. And then before even like waiting for an answer, she walks back to, you know, sort of wait for the other car.
I'm not good at childcare. What?
When did look at him?
Wait,
look
how
at
old are you?
When did I become a 19?
Oh, well, legally you're an adult, but still mentally you're kind of still a teenager. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you are a big boy. You can take care of yourself.
I don't feel much better with that.
I'm trying my best. I don't talk to kids. I don't really talk to kids that much. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Do you know who Kat's going to see?
Apparently it's her ex-husband. All I can say is be ready to book it if he does something suspicious. I may not have driven in 2 years, but I can give it a shot if we have to. Wait, no, the car is not working. Yeah, well, we're screwed. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
we're
kind
of stuck here. What kind of threat is he gonna be?
I'm not sure. All I heard was ex and husband, and I immediately thought, ooh, that's bad.
Like, is he gonna get violent like that construction guy?
We will see.
It kind of gulps the... kind of rubs his collar. Ooh. Okay.
I feel like it's gonna get either better or worse from here on out. I just don't have a definitive answer yet, but we'll just have to trust Kath and get through this situation with less damage as possible.
Yeah, I mean, Kath can handle it.
And
she's a smart lady. She can take care of herself.
You see the white car drives past, and he pulls quite a ways forward. And he pulls over, and he stops. The car is still running.
I'm going to get in the car, just in the passenger seat.
Oh, you're getting in his car?
Yeah. Unless he wants to get out before I get there, that's also chill.
He's not getting out.
Okay, yeah, then she goes and sits. She, like, literally, like, she walked away knowing that he would turn up and pull over. And then as soon as he does, she just walks. She walks to the car, but she kind of does it in a way where it's like, it's almost like a husband like picking up his wife after her shift, you know? There's that sort of familiarity with it as she gets in. She does the whole hand on top of the car as she gets in and everything.
Yeah.
It feels the same as it always has. Like, there's no... He hasn't, like, worked on it or anything, and she just... Yeah. But, yeah, she gets into the passenger seat.
And you see him, like, holding on to the steering wheel, and he's... You can see the veins, like, working in his hands as he's clutching it tight. And his head goes down, and he lets out the biggest sigh, and he's like, Catherine, please. He's not looking at you, he's just his head down.
She's looking like straight ahead.
He says, stop this. You don't have to do this. I can't lose you too.
When are you going to realize you already have? At least until this is over. Until this is done. I know this isn't what you wanted for me. But I need to do this. And she'll turn and look at him.
He looks at you and his hand goes on your shoulder and kind of not rough, but it does tighten. And you see his eyes filled with pain. He says, you don't need to do this. This isn't the way. Revenge won't bring him back. Please, listen to me.
Why? And she sort of like moves his arm off as she says that. Why do people keep thinking I'm doing this to bring him back? I'm not doing this to bring him back, Harold.
He says, just please come back with me. We can still find a way to live with this together.
All I asked for was a little bit of time to sort out things I needed to sort.
He says, I gave you time. I gave you so much of my time, and if you keep going, I've no choice. I'll do whatever it takes to stop you. Please don't make me do this, Catherine. Don't force my hand.
And she'll turn to look at him. She's almost looking through him. You know I'm not coming home, Harold. Not now. I'm so close. I know where he is. I know how many people he has. I know. Please, I am so close.
Let me explain what he looks like first. Sorry. But Harold is a Caucasian male, a completely bald head, looks very rugged, working class man, and he has gray eyes, very similar in color to Ryan. And he has this 5 o'clock shadow, and he just looks very tired. He looks quite fit, but because, you know, he works like in construction and is always using his hands. And he's wearing like this blue button-down shirt as he leans back, hands go back on the wheel, and you see off to the left his hand, he locks the doors. And you see his right hand put the car in drive, and he begins to drive off and he takes the exit.
Ryan, Is she moving? Is she moving?
Ryan, at seeing the car, looks back at our smoking car and at Kath leaving and kind of just tries to run after him. And then probably just like...
And that's where we're going to end the session for tonight.
Oh, no! No! I knew there was a reason you like you getting in the car. Damn it.
I am.
Oh, that's brutal.
Your character. Really?
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Electric State, The Path to Dawn. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and family, and don't forget to leave us a review. New episodes are published every week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Amazon Music. I'm your Game Master, Maia, and I'm joined by Arcturus as Ryan, Serge as Luke, Meg as Catherine, and Naya as Imani. Check out the links in the description to learn more about the game and our amazing cast.